afternoon, I'd like to continue to share with you the mighty man of God. It's in the book of Judges, chapter 7.
请看四十七章。
So we know Judges chapter 6, God raised a judge named Gideon.
那我们知道在第六章提到神兴起基甸。
And Gideon, he was not afraid to work.
那基甸并不害怕行神的功。
And Gideon, he has the heart of humility.
那基甸是一个谦卑的人。
And Gideon was so obedient to the word of God.
那基甸很顺服神的话。
So even though Gideon, he was a mighty man of God, but he cannot do everything himself.
虽然基甸是一个勇士，但他并不能自己行神的一切事情。
So that's why the Spirit of the Lord came over Gideon.
因此神的灵降到基甸身上。
Then when he blew the trumpet, many people came and unified with him to go against the enemy.
因此当他吹了角，然后很多人，一群人就跟随他。
Then on the end, Gideon had 300 co-workers.
那到最后呢，基甸就有300个勇士。
These 300, they are the mighty men of God.
那这300个勇士就是从神而来的。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 7.
请看四世纪第七章。
Verse 2 and verse 3.
第二和第三节。
Judges chapter 7, verse 2 and verse 3.
四世纪第七章二和三节。
Verse 2.
二。
And the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Verse 3.
三.
Now therefore proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from the Mount Gelet. And 22,000 of the people return, and 10,000 remain. So we know that during this time, many people came to join Gideon and to fight against the enemy. At first, there were 32,000 people.
起先呢,有32,000人,
but God said to them,
但神对他们说,
the people are too many.
你们太多人了。
Actually, when you think about these 32,000 people,
当你想起这32,000人,
compared to the enemy, actually it's very little.
比较起敌人的数目, 这个是太少了。
Look at verse 12.
你们看第12节,
Judges chapter 7, verse 12.
第七章的第12节,
now the Midianites and Amalekites, all the people of the east, were lying in the valley of numerous as locusts, and the camels were without number, as the sand by the seashore and multitude.
这里说,米甸人,亚玛利人和一切东方人都布散在平原,如同蝗虫那样多, 他们的骆驼无数, 多如海边的沙。
Actually, the enemy was so great.
你们知道他们的人数是多么的多?
They were numerous as locusts.
他们是无数的, 就好像蝗虫那么多。
And they were just a sand just by the seashore.
他们就像海边的沙那么多。
But 32,000 compared to that great number, actually is nothing.
都比起神的32,000人，这是数目太小了。
But God still said that is too many.
但神既然还说你们的人数还是太多。
And why? Because if there's many people, and then if they win the battle, and then they will take glory for themselves.
因为神知道，如果他们如果得胜米甸人之后，他们可能会夸大。
So in other words, they will steal the glory from God.
因此他们会抢夺神的荣耀。
So quite often when you and I do holy work,
当我们在行神的工,
you can see from the beginning until the end of the Bible.
我们看圣经里面的一切故事,
there's only one Abraham.
那只有一个亚伯拉罕,
and then there's one Moses.
有一个摩西,
one Elijah.
有一个以利亚,
one Peter.
一个彼得,
and one Paul.
一个保罗,
why God's workers are so few?
那为什么神的工人那么缺,那么少呢?
Because whatever they accomplish, they know the hands of God were with them.
因为他们知道他们所行的是神的,
but if there's too many,
但如果人数太多,
then of course we just feel that, oh, we the one that did it, we the one to be able to accomplish this task.
他们就会想到是他们就靠自己的人力行他们的事他们的工作。
You know, Honolulu is a very small island.
我们知道, Honolulu, 这个是一个很小的岛。
Within 1 hour you can drive, you know, to the other side island.
那一个小时之内你可以从一边 开车到另一边。
I mean, for people who live in Hawaii, if they drive more than 10 minutes, it's too far.
那对夏威夷的人说，开车十分钟已经是太多了。And
everybody knows one another.
那那边的人都彼此认识。So
when Honolulu Church, you know, branched off to Oahu Church,
当Honolulu教会分出来到那个啊，去马威。
No, they branch up to Oahu. So in Honolulu, there's a church at Oahu.
Oahu Church, 的教会.
So there's two churches now in Honolulu.
那现在, Honolulu 已经有两所教会.
But at first, when they're thinking of branching out, all the brothers and sisters say, we would have no problem to find a worshipping place.
当他们跟刚刚要分教会的时候，他们觉得我们应该是没有办法，没有问题可以找到另一家教会。
Because this sister, that brother, that auntie and uncle, they are real estate agent.
因为他们很多 弟兄姐妹是做 那个卖房子的。
And that sister and that brother, they know many, you know, they have many family members who own buildings and things like that.
很多弟兄姐妹他们也是 拥有很多地产。
But then when they tried to find a place of worship,
但当他们在寻找一个聚会场所,
they couldn't find anything.
他们居然找不到一个场所,
because the rent is so high.
因为那一边的租金非常贵,
and of course, even the rent is high, then when, if you want to use AC, if you want to use any kind of fan, stuff like that, you got to pay extra.
那除了租金, 你还要付电费, 水费之类的, 所以会越来越贵。
If you've been to Hawaii, you know electricity costs 10 times more than here.
如果你们去过夏威, 你们知道那一边的电费比这里贵10倍以上。
So the average electrical bill every single month for home is like $450 every single month.
那边平均的房子的电费, 水费都是450块以上。
So they have such a hard time finding a place.
因此他们是多么的辛苦, 找不到一个机会场所。
Even though they have so many connections,
虽然他们有那么多的联系还有关系,
then how did they get the worshipping place?
那他们怎么可以找到一个聚会场所?
So a sister was trying to call one of the churches that they, you know, they have things for rent.
那有一个姐妹呢，就联络到另外一方，是说有一个教会会要出租。
But for some reason, she dialed the number, but there's one number she dialed that was wrong.
但偏偏她只有一个电话号码，打去既然是不对的。
And this wrong number just happened, she called another church.
那没有想到这个打错电话嘛，既然就联络另一个教会。
So when the pastor of that church picked up, and the sister said, "Oh, is this the church? So and so."
那个对方的教会的牧师接了电话就说，你们这个教会吗？
And he said, "No, this is not the church. You have the wrong number."
哦，他接了那电话，那牧师就说，哦。
And then she said, "Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I have the wrong number."
那当然我们的姐妹就说, 没有关系,
so she was going to hang up.
当她刚刚要挂电话,
and then the pastor from the church said, "Oh, what do you need? Can I help you with something?"
那外方的牧师就说, 你既然打来了, 我可以帮你做什么吗?
And she's like, "Oh, our church branching off right now, so we need a place, you know, to rent and worship."
那我们的姐妹就说, 我们需要一个机会场所, 现在我们再找一个地方。
And he told her, "Oh, okay, we do rent a place out."
那牧师既然说，哦，我们其实就是要把我们的 教会租出去。
But the space availability is very limited.
但是我们的那个 房子不大。
And he said the only night that we have available is Tuesday night, Friday night, and Saturday day.
那我们教会呢，只有星期二。 星期五还有星期六可以让你们租来机会。
And the sister was completely in shock.
那我们的姐妹就非常的惊讶。
Because we need it for Tuesday night.
因为他们需要就是星期二。
We need it for Friday.
星期五。
And we need for Saturday.
也是包括了星期六。
And then she pretty much, those are the days that we need.
那她意思就是，这就是我们需要的那些 时间。
And all the prices before, at least over 2,000, and no air conditioning.
那之前他们在问的时候, 那个租金都超过2,000块以上，也包不包括水电。
And then the pastor said, "Actually, I think the rent is like 1,300."
那没有想到这个外邦的牧师竟然说这个才租1,300块。
With the use of AC.
而且包括了那个电。
With full kitchen.
然后还有包括了厨房,
with full dining hall,
而且有那个饭厅,
of course, when they heard this, it definitely is from God, right? There's no other way.
这样听起来是不是他就知道这个是神意?
So it's funny because on the end, no one took the credit because they know, not even the sister making a phone call because she dialed the wrong number.
直到最后没有人敢躲起神的，以后他们都觉得这个是神在工作。
So that's why when you and I serving God,
当我们在侍奉神,
of course, it's nothing wrong to have many people.
当然人数多,
but many people quite often actually would steal glory from God.
那往往呢，人工作多，人多工作以后就会夺取神的荣耀。
So that's why God gave one the first condition.
因此神给他们一个条件。
And verse 3 said, "Now therefore proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from the Mount Gerizim."
因此神是这样说。 反惧怕胆怯的可以离开基列山回去。
So the first condition of the mighty man of God,
那头一个条件,
you cannot be afraid.
你 不能惧怕,
you cannot be fearful.
你不能胆怯,
and then during that time, what, 20, what, 22,000, right? 22,000 people just left.
那是22,000人就回去了,
so now there's only 12,000 left.
那只剩下,
I'm sorry, yeah, there's no 10,000 left, right? There's only 10,000 left.
只剩下1万,
so, if we want to be the mighty man of God,
如果你要成为神的勇士,
we really cannot be fearful.
我们不可以惧怕.
If fearful indirectly, we say we have no faith in God.
那惧怕呢？就换句话来说， 就是你对神没有信心。
Actually, fear is a really bad thing. You know, if we have fear, this means as a really bad, you know, a negative character that you and I should not have.
惧怕是一个很负面的一种, 一个特征我们不应该有的。
I mean, anybody ever experienced fear to the point that you cannot move?
你们有没有曾经尝试过怕到你不能动？
Because if you have some kind of phobia, for example,
比如说你一种恐惧症,
especially the phobia of death,
尤其是害怕恐惧死亡的death,
but even though death is very scary, but death is not the, you know, the number one phobia.
虽然死亡是那么的恐怖, 但是它并不是世界上最重要的那一个恐惧症。
I shared with you before, what is the greatest phobia?
我跟你们分享过,
the number one phobia?
世界上最大的,
I shared with you before, I think last year sometimes. The number one phobia is what?
最多人最怕的恐惧症是什么?
Is before death.
除了死亡,
is public speaking.
就是在当众,
people rather die than go in public and speak.
有人就是在当众演讲就死去也有,
it's very interesting, right?
这个很奇怪,
but actually, but I mean, almost everyone afraid of death.
对的，每个人都很害怕死亡。
So in other words, if you go into a battle,
如果你要面对一个, 战乱,
the chance for you to die is very high.
你要死亡的机会是蛮高的。
So that's why, for example, in Oakland, right, for many years, when you drive by the highway, there's a big bulletin board said, police officer, right, base salary, $75,000.
我在欧格兰那个, 高速公路上, 路边就有看到标志是说那个, 警察员他们的薪水是75,000左右。
Actually, that's quite a lot for a police officer.
那对一个警察交通来说, 这个是蛮多的薪水。
I lived there for 8 years, the sign's always there for 8 years.
我在那边住了8年, 每次都会看到这个标志。
They always need the police officers in Oakland area. They always need police officers in Oakland.
那一个地方, 都很需要那个警察。
Why nobody want to be a police officer in Oakland?
为什么那个地方没有人要当警察呢?
Because the chance for them to be dead is very high.
因为他们, 死亡的几率是蛮大的。
Even you make 100,000 a year and the chance for you to die is high, then why would you want to be a police officer?
虽然你可以赚那么多钱, 但是你的死亡几率那么大, 你还会为什么还要当警察呢?
But for us as a mighty man of God,
那身为神的勇士,
being mighty is not being afraid.
那要成为一个勇士, 就不能害怕。
Because God is the one that leading us into battle.
因为是神亲自的带领我们,
if we are afraid, and then this fear can cripple us doing holy work for God.
因为如果我们会惧怕的话, 这个会使我们, 行圣功,
you know, my wife, she's not fearful of anything.
那我太太呢,
I think she's a little bit fearful of snake. I don't think she likes snake too much. But you know, for me, that I'm afraid of snake.
我很怕死,
and I have phobia of height.
我很怕高,
I cannot. When I go on a high place, if I look down, my knees would buckle.
如果我上到高处, 我往下看, 我的脚会打震动。
Then my fingers get all sweaty and things like that.
我的手掌就开始冒汗。
And then what's going through my mind is falling down off that building and being dead.
因为我一直会想到, 我一直可能会掉下去, 就会死去了。
So the last time that my wife was in Hawaii, she wanted to go on a helicopter ride.
那上一次我们在夏威夷的时候, 我太太就要我们去坐直升机。
And for me, okay, I'll do, you know, you have to do one, you know, in once in a lifetime. And but my wife said, okay, if he's gonna go on a helicopter ride, she won the helicopter with no doors.
And
she's like, there's no point to have a helicopter with doors and you cannot take good pictures.
因为如果有门的话, 关着,
I'll tell you, when I got into the helicopter,
那你想到我在上了那个直升机,
my shoulder, this part of my body was outside the helicopter.
我的肩膀一部分是在那个直升机的外面,
and then I was hold on to my dear life.
Right? 那我是抓得紧紧的, 很怕,
and my wife, she was laughing.
那我太太, 他一直在笑.
Of course, he asked me, "Are you afraid? Are you scared?"
他一直在问, 你害怕吗?
And I'm like, "No, no, I'm not afraid." Right?
我就说我不怕,
and he took a picture of me. He's like, "See, that is being scared. You look like you're so scared."
所以他就拍了我的照片, 我那个恐惧的那个脸容给他拍上去.
Of course, when the helicopters start going up and then they start to rain, you know, raining is the worst for helicopter ride. That's why there's a lot of crash. Helicopter crash in Hawaii, right? Because of rain.
那一起飞之后不久就下雨，那其实你们知道下雨就是飞机最怕的那个倾向。
And I told my wife, because I love you, that's why I did. I would never do it for anybody else.
对我对我太太说，因为我爱你，因此我才跟你上直升机。
And that's the first time and the last time.
那这个就是我初一次也是最后一次。
So when the helicopter land, I couldn't really walk. I was just. You know, my fear was still there. Right? My fear was still there.
所以直升机降下的话，我站都站不起来，因为我还在怕。
It's not that I want to be afraid, but I can't help but to be afraid.
并不是我自己能控制我自己的那个恐惧感。
So can you imagine you know have 32,000 people and 20,000 people were afraid and they go and fight in battle?
那你想象到你本来有32,000人，但22,000人竟然害怕，他们不要这个进入这个战争。
Even the 10,000 people are not afraid.
那只剩下10,000人是不怕的。
Imagine the 20,000 go in front of them, the enemy came, they start to be scared, then they start running all over the place.
如果想象如果他们一起去战争的话，如果敌人来了，他们22,000人就开始躲逃开。
Fear is very contagious.
那你们知道，其实惧怕是会播散的。
Especially in the battlefield. Especially in the battlefield.
尤其是在战乱当中.
There's one time during NYTS.
有一次在那个神训班.
One of the young sisters was possessed by evil spirit.
那有一个姐妹呢，她被邪灵所控制.
And during that time, all the sisters were with her.
那当时很多姐妹跟她一起在祷告.
They became so scared.
她们都非常的惧怕.
So they kneel down and pray.
她们一起跪下来祷告.
Then when they pray,
当她们一起祷告,
the Holy Spirit really. The sound of the Holy Spirit became, it sounded like they are so scared.
那他们祷告的声音就感觉到就是大家都很害怕.
And some of them not even praying in tongues.
还一部分人既然不用灵言祷告.
And the sound was really, really strange when they prayed.
而且那祷告的声音是非常奇怪的.
So of course at this point we tell, you guys should not pray. You just, because during the times some of the ministers were talking in the minister's room, we hear this strange noise.
所以当他们在祷告，那当时的传道人也听到他们这种奇怪的祷告声，因此就提议他们暂时不要祷告。
Why? Because we have experiences. Any time that you feel scared of evil spirit, the evil spirit can jump in you.
因为我们传道人经历过，就是说，当你在惧怕中祷告的话，邪灵那个时候就会进攻你了。
When you feel afraid, the worst thing you can do is what? To close your eyes. Right? You don't want to close your eyes.
当你一惧怕，你很自然的反应就是会关上你的眼睛。
Because you become so scared, this means even you're afraid, you have no faith that the Holy Spirit inside you can save you.
那因为你一害怕，你就没有信心可以依靠圣灵可以拯救你。
Because when we fighting a spiritual battle,
当我们在打一个灵战,
the physical aspect of things doesn't mean much.
因为那个属灵的那个因素是蛮重要的。
I mean, look at David.
你们看大卫王,
compared to Goliath, he was very small.
比起哥利亚他是那么渺小,
but he was not afraid of him at all.
但他居然完全不惧怕。
But look at Saul and the army of Israel.
那你看扫罗跟那个以色列的兵军。
The Bible says Saul is a head tall than everyone in Israel.
圣经说扫罗是比普通人高上一个头。
Remember when they heard the voice of of Goliath.
那你们记得圣经说，当他们听到哥利亚的声音，
so they became terribly afraid.
他们是非常的恐惧。
When they saw Goliath,
当他们看到哥利亚，
they say they were dreadfully afraid.
他们是非常的恐惧。
In other words, they cannot move, right? They feel much. They get scared to the point they cannot do anything.
换句话说，他们真的惧怕到他们都不敢动。
No. Yeah, you know my nephew. How small my nephew is.
知道我的侄儿是小小的.
And he has a really bad habit of always lying. He lies a lot.
他很喜欢说谎话.
And for me and my wife, we always like lying is the worst thing.
我对我和我太太来说，说谎话是最坏的坏习惯.
So one day, you know, he's lying again.
那有一天他又对我们说谎.
And I got very upset.
我就非常不高兴.
So in dinner time. Usually when I talk to my nephew, I would sit down and try my best, you know, to be on his level.
那往往呢，我跟我的侄儿说话，我会跟他平等，就是说我最尊下来。
But that time I walked toward him with an angry face.
那一次呢，我很非常不高兴，我就用一个很凶的
脸对着他。And I walked extra tall at him.
而且当时我是站着来对面对他。
And my poor nephew got so scared he peed his pants.
那我的这个小侄儿，他害怕的就尿在他的裤子里面。
Of course, when you're afraid of something,
当你惧怕
you really cannot control your body's movement.
你是很难去控制你的身体。
When you're in a war,
尤其是你在
战乱当中, you cannot be afraid.
你应该不可以惧怕。
But there's one good thing about these 20,000 people.
那这个二万二千人有一个优点。
What is that one good thing?
他们的优点是什么?
What is the one good thing?
他们的优点是
So when you guys fall asleep, let's have some interaction.
怕你们打个睡因此我要问。
What is that one good thing about these 20,000 people?
那这二万二千人有一个优点是什么?
Yes.
就是诚实。
They acknowledge they were afraid.
他们承认他们惧怕。
Because what happened if they say, oh, they just feel, oh, I'm not afraid. They go to fight in battles, then they got scared, then the whole army would be gone.
你们想象到他们说我们不怕，但是一面对战敌人的时候，他们就乱逃。
Actually, they were honest enough to say they were afraid.
他们诚实的承认他们害怕。
And this is a positive thing.
这是一个很正面的。
I mean, look at, they do research at men, right? Men never want to admit that we are afraid.
那男人呢是不会承认是害怕。
Even my wife asked me, are you scared? For me as a man, I'm not scared, right? But I'm frightened, I'm scared, right? I don't want to admit it.
所以我太太问我，你会害怕吗？我都对她说我不害怕，因为我是个男人。
And why don't men ask for direction when they are lost?
为什么一个男人当他们走错路的迷路的时候，他们不会承认对太太承认呢？
Because they are afraid of other people think, you know, they don't know what they're doing.
因为他们害怕别人说他们不懂的。
But can you imagine if you are soldiers?
那你想象你们是一个兵军。
And then Gideon say, okay, of those who are afraid, it isn't that, okay? Then you just leave.
那如果人家问你们害怕的，请离开，你们就离开。
How many soldiers would admit, okay, I'm afraid, I'm sorry, I'm afraid, I gotta go back.
请问他有多少军人会承认自己害怕，因此离开？
But actually, thank God, right? Thank God.
那感谢神。
And they probably think, oh, thank God, I don't have to go, right?
我们感谢神，我们不需要去战乱。
But actually, they gathered there in the first place to fight against the enemy.
但你想到是这些人是本来自愿的要跟随基甸。
So now it's 10,000 left.
后来只剩下了一万人。
But it's funny, right? Because God require for mighty men of God is very different than of the world.
那神拣选他的勇士跟世界上的方法是不一样的。
Because it's not about the outward strength, right? I mean, maybe a huge big guy, right? Maybe why didn't God say, okay, now those who are 6 foot and over, right? Can stay, and the one is 6 feet and under, you can just leave.
因为神并没有只是注重在外表上的壮。壮丁，他并没有说要求你们六尺高以上才可以当他的勇士。
Even a big person can become very scared.
因为一个高大的人也会害怕。
So it's about the inner man. It's not about the outward man.
不只是注重在外表上的人的大丈夫，
I mean,
是里面的大丈夫。
When I watch Captain America, right? Captain America.
我在看那个美国的那个电影。
You know, before he became a Captain America, he was a skinny little guy.
但那个美国那个美。军长，美国军长的那个电影，他之前还是一个小小的一个男士。
Of course, the general say, why do you pick this guy? Look, he's so skinny, right? How can he do anything?
他们的将军就对他们说，你为什么显得这么一个那么小的一个军人呢？
So during the time what he took the grenade, right, and threw it to the ground.
所以当那个时候，那将军就丢了一个手榴弹在地上。
And all those big guys all ran away.
那些比较高大的那一些军人都跑开。
But the skinny guy was the one that jumped over the grenade and protect everybody.
没有想到最小的那一个军人竟然去把它举起来。
Actually, in my lifetime, I find out that the bigger you are, the more afraid that you are too.
其实对我来说，好像你越来越大，你会觉得越来越害怕。
When I used to fight before, actually, I'm always afraid of little guys.
以前我年轻的时候，常常别人打架，我最怕比较小的那些。
Especially the small Vietnamese and Cambodian guys, they're crazy.
我最怕那些比较矮小的那一些柬埔寨人还是越南人，因为他们有点神经病。
Well, they are very tough, and even they are very small.
虽然他们矮小，但他们非常勇敢。
And have no fear when you fight them. They have no fear.
因为他们打起架来，他们是没有惧怕。
But of course, I fought big guys before, and the big guys quite often they are afraid.
因此，虽然我有跟那些比较高大的人打过架，但通常他们都打输。
So that's why God said, "Whoever is afraid, actually, just go home. It's okay."
因此神说，谁惧怕的就可以离开。
And then 20,000 people left.
22,000
people left.
22,000人回去.
Now there's 10,000 left.
只剩下一万.
Then God said it's still too many.
但神还说还是太多.
Look at verse 5.
请看第五节.
Verse 5.
第五节.
Chapter 7, verse 5.
第七章的第五节.
So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who laps from the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink.
那这里说，基剑就在他们架到水边，神就对基剑说：凡用舌头舔水像狗舔的，他要站在一处；凡跪下喝水的，他也要站在一处。
So here is very interesting.
这里很有趣哦。
Because at first I'm like, why would God want a person who laughs like a dog?
为什么神会竟然会选那个用舌头舔水，好像狗这样？
And I did research on what is so special about dog latching water, right?
我去做一些研究，为什么狗牵水是有什么特别呢？
And the research showed that actually the way dog laps the water is the most efficient and the most amazing like way to drink water.
那报道居然说狗舔水的方法是喝水最好的方法。
You know how sometimes you and I drink so quickly and then we choke on ourselves, right?
想到有时我们喝水喝太快，我们竟然会哽到自己。
That would never happen to a dog.
但狗从来没有这种事发生。
Because dogs, the way they drink water is from the end of their tongue and they move to the middle of their tongue and then they shift. It's a very complicated process. But then they shift the water from the middle of the tongue, then they put in just enough to their throat. So they're always very calm. Always very calm when they drink the water.
狗在舔水的时候，他们是有步骤的。他们是用那个舌头尖舔水，然后把那水慢慢移动到他的舌头的中部，然后再往外往进往里面喝。其实这个是非常有效的喝水方法。
So this is the first group. The second group, those who get down on their knees to drink.
那刚才是分了一组人，那第二组人呢，是他们跪在喝水的。
Then look at verse 6.
那你们看第六节。
And the number of those who laugh, putting their hand to their mouth. This is the important part.
那这里说一次，这里有一个重点。
When you lap water, actually, you would put it into your hand, then you just drink it like that.
如果你是用舌头舔水，你是先把手把那个水放起来。
But if you go on your knees and drink water, this means you put your whole head into the water.
当你跪下来喝水，你就整个头往那个水那边这样喝。
So here, so those who were six, and the number of those who lapped, putting their hands to their mouth, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water.
于是右手抱着牵水的有300人，其余的都跪下喝水。
And then, verse 7.
第七节,
then the Lord said to Gideon, by the 300 men who laugh, I will save you and deliver the Midianite into your hand. Let all other people go, every man to his place.
那神对基甸说，我要用这牵水的300人拯救你们，将米甸交在你们手中，其余的人都可以各归各处去。
Can you imagine that, right?
你们可以想象得到。
Imagine if you like a great warrior.
想象到你是一个很大的。
It just happened, you got on your knees and drink the water, and oh, you cannot fight anymore.
那如果你跪在那边喝水，你就不能再打仗呢？
It doesn't make sense.
你这个就是不合理啊。
But you know, God's way is always so unique. So why those who go on their knees and drink water, God do not want them? The first, if you go on your knees and put and to drink water, you're not alert.
因为如果你跪下来喝水，你的那一个谨慎就比较少。
You know how difficult it is to go on your knees and drink and try to get back up?
因为你想象得到，如果要跪下来喝水，要再站起来，这个比较花时间。
So now, if you want to be the mighty man of God,
如果你要成为神的勇士,
we must be alert.
你们一直要很谨慎。
And to be alert, if you lap water, you never lap like this. You always lap like this.
而且当你虽然用手傍着水来喝，你也是傍着一面看一面喝，不只是把头低下来喝。
So now, when you drink in the water, same time you be able to look what's going on around.
因为当你这样子潜水往就是一面看一面喝，你还可以看你周围的发生的事情。
Because we know that Satan walking around like a roaring lion.
因为我们知道那个撒旦好像吼叫的狮子在到处行走。
And it's ready to devour those who are not alert.
他就是要 抓去是咬去伤那些不谨慎的人。
I mean, if we go into battle,
如果我们进去打仗,
and the person is not alert, of course, they will die first.
如果我们不机警，当然这个军人可能就会先死。
So just here, actually, if those who are not alert,
那这些不谨慎的人呢?
Then it's very dangerous for them when they fight against in the war.
所以他们去用他们去打仗是非常危险的。
No, when I was my last year living in Cambodia. There is a famous pond, right? This pond is where the Vietnamese soldier, many of them died.
那有一个池塘是死了非常多柬埔寨人的
Why? Because you know, Cambodia is full of jungle.
因为我们知道柬埔寨是很多森林,
and it's very difficult to find water to drink.
而且那边找水喝是非常难的,
and just like the soldiers here.
就好像这里的军人,
and I'm sure when they are walking with all their equipment, with all their weapons, and the first thing when they see the water, what do they want to do? They want to go and drink it.
如果你看到, 你想象到他们在背着武器, 然后他们因为很难找水, 看到水就已经往, 就大家都会去涌着那个水去喝。
So the Vietnamese soldiers, they were very, you know, they are very thirsty.
那一个越南人呢，当那个军人他们当时非常的渴。
So when they see this pond,
他们一看到这个池水,
they all of them just ran.
那所以看到这池塘时，大家都
and they took all their battle gears and stuff off.
他们就把他们身上的武器、那军装都取走，要喝水。
And they went there to drink.
他们就进去那个池塘里喝水。
And to bathe.
去里洗澡。
And then the commies just take the grenade out and just throw into the pond. They all just die just like fish.
他们的那敌人就这样用着这个机会就把那一个炸弹就往他们丢，他们就这样死去了。
That's why being a mighty man of God.
身为一个神的勇士,
we must truly be alert.
我们要常常的谨慎。
Satan is so deceiving.
因为撒旦是非常会迷惑人。
At the same time, he's very cunning.
而且他是很骄傲。
If we're not alert, there's no way that we can survive when we fight in battle.
如果你们不谨慎, 你们是不能战胜的。
And then the second thing.
那第二点,
what's the difference between those who go on their knees and drink and those who laugh like a dog?
那这些用水,
if you are thirsty,
如果你很口渴,
then when you see water,
如果看到水,
which way would you want to drink the water?
你要怎么喝水呢?
Which way?
你会用哪一个方法?
if we are thirsty, if we drink water, which way we want to drink? Do we want to pick by our hands and drink it like that? No way.
就不可能你会用手去添水，因为非常口渴。
Why? Because a drink like this, you get a very small amount.
因为你这样子用手去当水来喝呢, 你只是拿一小部分的水。
But when you go on your knees and put your head into the water, that's when you get the most.
但是你跪下来就是把你的头去往那个池水里面去喝, 你就喝很多水。
So if the soldier go on their knees and drink like that, what's that mean?
那这一些跪下来喝水的人, 那代表什么事呢?
This means they have no self-control.
就代表说他们没有那个自控的能力。
Even though they were thirsty,
虽然他们很口渴,
but yet must have self-control.
他们应该会懂得自控。
You know, during the time of the communists,
那你们知道在那一个, 以前那个,
I see many people went through days and weeks without eating.
那以前那个战乱的时候, 很多人, 很多天没有吃没有喝,
and without drinking.
也没有喝,
so what happened when you feel like that?
但当你这样的经过好多天,
and you drink a lot of water all at once,
突然间你有水喝, 你喝很多,
what happened?
你会发生什么事?
I see you can die from it, right?
喝,
I see people eat like so rapidly and their stomach just explodes inside of them.
我仔细看过就是说, 人他们突然间喝吃太多东西, 他们就好像毒死在里面炸,
so that's why if you find someone stuck in a desert and things like that, they're very thirsty, you only give them a little bit, like to drink a little bit at a time.
如果你看到一个有浪子, 就是从那沙漠回来的话, 你不能给他太多水喝, 只能给他一点点,
if you give them a lot of water, they will die.
因为如果你突然间喂他太多水的话,
so self-control is very important.
因此要懂得控制自己,
of course, I'm sure everyone would love to jump into the water and just drink as much as you can, isn't that? But the enemy might be around you, might be waiting for you.
对,我们知道虽然说我们这个能,就是这个想, 进去快快地喝多多水, 但是我们要察觉到我们的周围应该还有敌人在,
but you must have self-control.
我们应该会懂得自己控制自己。
For example, when my family and I, you know, on our way from from Cambodia to Thailand,
当我以前从, 从柬埔寨逃亡, 泰国的时候,
there's no, you hardly can find any water to drink.
那路上是很难找到水喝,
but even you find some area with some water,
那如果你看到虽然有小部分的水,
do we drink it right away?
我们会直接去喝吗?
You cannot.
你不可以.
First, you must look around that area, see any kind of animals and stuff die over there.
你要, 首先你要看有没有动物在旁边死去了。
Why? Because a lot of those water, the enemy, right, would poison the water and things like that, so nobody can drink it.
为什么? 因为有时敌人会把那个毒药放在水上, 因此你会,
and quite often, they also put landmines around those areas because they know when you see water, you're going to run there, you want some water, but if you do that, you'll be dead.
我们的敌人还会放地雷在那个水的旁边, 因此如果你看到你, 你去喝, 你可能会被炸死。
So that's why being Christians,
身为一个基督徒,
and being the mighty man of God,
而且是神的勇士,
not only that you and I should not be afraid, But also we must be very alert. If we are afraid, how can we be alert?
如果你害怕,
Not only we should be alert, we must have really good self-control. Because if we don't have self-control, Satan will give us many things. If we have no self-control, then we will kill ourselves. So after that, 7,700 people left.
那个时候
But the selection, is very strange.
那这个挑选人的那个步骤是非常紧的。
If you are mighty warrior, you only make that one mistake, then you must go home.
如果你是一个勇士, 你只是做错一件事情, 你就要回去了。
Maybe 300 that is less is a bunch of skinny soldiers. And the reason they're not fat in the first place is because they don't eat too much and drink too much. Right? Who knows? But what I'm trying to tell you, actually, when you're in God's army, don't think as humans think. God is very unique. Guess what else is more unique?
还有什么特征呢?
Now only 300 left.
那剩下300人,
then look at verse 8, chapter 7, verse 8.
那请看第七章的第八节,
so the people took provision and their trumpet in their hands, and he sent away all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and retained those 300 men. Now the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. Verse 9.
第九,
actually, let's go to. Let's go to verse 16. Verse 16.
请看16节,
verse 16.
16节,
then he divided 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet into every man's hand with empty pitchers and torches inside the pitchers.
第八节，这三百人就带着食物和脚，其余的以色列人，基建都打发他们各归各的处，只剩下这300人，米甸营在他们下面的平原里。16节，以致基建将300人分作三对把脚和空瓶交在他个人手里，瓶内都藏着火把。
This is even more strange.
这更加奇怪了。
You're going to go fight against these great enemies.
你要对着那么大的军队征战。
They're just locusts, like locusts in the valley.
就好像蝗虫那么多,
they just like the sand in the seashore on the valley.
好乳海边的沙那么多,
then if you want to only 300, you want to go fight against them, you must have some kind of great weapon, right?
你们想象到如果他们只是300个人，他们应该有很多很特别的武器。
But what did Gideon tell them to bring?
那基甸既然给他们什么呢?
What was the first item?
他们基甸叫他们带什么呢?
What was the first item?
第一个用具是什么呢?
Trumpet.
脚,
trumpet.
脚,
so usually when you go out fighting a battle,
当你要去面对一个战,
if you have like 1,000 soldiers, how many trumpets do you bring?
如果你有1,000个军丁, 那你可能要带几个脚呢?
How many trumpets do you bring?
你要带几个脚?
Usually every battlefield, how many trumpets do people bring?
那要去战乱的时候有这么多军人要带几个脚?
How many? What's that? Only one. You usually only bring one trumpet, right?
通常不论你兵队有多少，你只是带一个脚。
And then if the trumpet blower died, then someone else would pick up the trumpet, and then they start blowing too.
那这个吹角的人可能死去了，另外一个兵人可能就把它举起来继续打。
But here he tell them to bring 300 trumpets.
那既然基甸叫他们300个人都拿了一个脚。
What are you going to do? Blow their eardrums out or what? What are you doing with all these trumpets?
他会叫他们用脚来做什么呢?
If you were 300 men,
如果你是300人,
it's still very strange. Why did you go into this great battle and you want to bring 300 trumpets?
It doesn't make sense.
Okay, trumpet is reasonable.
那好吧,
what is the next thing? What is the next thing?
第二个用具是什么呢?
What is the second item they brought?
第二个用具是什么呢?
What's that? Yes. Empty pitchers.
空瓶.
What? When you're a soldier, you're like, what do you mean empty pitchers? Why do we need these empty pitchers?
身为一军人，为什么你要带空瓶呢?
Are we going to drown them or what? Drown an enemy with put something in it or what?
那你既然要用里面空瓶里面来,
you know, I read this story many, many times. I'm still in awe. Like, God is very strange. And then they have to bring empty pitchers. Then what is the third thing?
那第三个用具是什么呢?
Torch, right?
火把,
bring a torch.
火把.
It's very strange.
很奇怪,
bring a torch. Can you imagine if the 300 of you going to fight against this fierce enemy? All you have is trumpet, each one you have one trumpet, one pitcher, and a torch.
可想象你们四三百个人的其中一个, 如果你去大去征战, 你居然只带这个脚空瓶, 还有火把,
of course, you have only two hands.
你只有两只手啊?
So you put the torch into the pitcher, and that's it, and then you blow the trumpet and you walk around like this.
那你这个一个手可以拿着脚, 一个手拿着空瓶, 就这样子了, 什么都不用拿了。
I'm sure if I was one of the soldiers, I would say, Gideon, are you crazy? Gideon, what are you doing? Right? You sure this strategy will work? I don't really understand. You'd bring what? Bring an empty pitcher, bring a trumpet, bring a torch. It doesn't make sense.
我不了解你为什么叫我们这些东西，这些东西是有用处吗？
No, quite often when you and I serve God,
往往我们侍奉神,
we try to rationalize things to death.
我们就是顾虑太多，想太多。
But it shouldn't be this way.
那其实不应该如此。
When you and I pray together,
当我们一同祷告,
and even sometimes things that we have done is very strange, but if we pray together, we are one accord, God's Spirit's moving with us, things always get done.
虽然我们有时用的方法好像不是很正当，不是很奇怪。 但如果我们一起祷告，神与我们同工的话，我们还是会把它形成。
Imagine, look at the Israelites after 40 years in the wilderness.
那你们看到以色列人40年在旷野里。
They're gonna go against the city of Jericho.
那他们就去攻打耶利哥城。
You know what city of Jericho means? You know what Jericho means, right?
你知道耶利哥城什么意思吗？
Does anybody know what Jericho means?
耶利哥是什么意思？
Jericho, right? A fortified city.
是一个特别强壮的堡垒.
A stronghold city.
是一个非常壮的一个.
So now there's no enemies have been able to destroy the wall of Jericho.
换句话说，是没有一个军队是可以攻进去的.
Then God told them.
但神对他们说,
to walk around the city of Jericho.
你要绕着这个城市行走.
How many times you had to walk?
你要绕着几千.
How many times?
7,000.
I said 7? How many times? The first 6 days, how many? Once. And then the last day, how many? 7. So how many times? That's 13, right? 6 plus 7, right? 13 times.
其实,对,一共13次。
If you were the fighter during that time, you just feel... Why would God want us to walk around the city of Jericho? It doesn't make sense.
如果你是当中的以色列人，你可能会觉得这个也是很奇怪，为什么神会叫我们绕着城市十三千呢？
It all has to do with obedience.
这全部都跟顺服神有关系。
Can you imagine 200 people walking around the city of Jericho without saying anything?
你们可以想象得到，当时的以色列人没有人，就是抗拒这个行动。
That is much more difficult than get a spear, or arrow, or gun to shoot the enemy, right?
他们那么同心的行走，比 比你们拿几步兵器更加难。
They silent together.
他们默默地一起工作。
And then they scream together.
然后他们也一起的呐喊。
And the city of Jericho got destroyed.
就这样，耶利哥城就被攻打。
For sure, it's not man's way, it's God's way.
非常明显，这个是神的作为，不是人的作为。
So the same thing here.
那同样的。
So here, they must, what kind of picture they must bring?
他们要带哪一种瓶子呢？
It's very important. What kind of picture?
哪一种瓶子呢？
Empty pitcher.
是空的.
Why empty pitcher?
为什么要空呢?
Because if you have a pitcher with things in it, no way you can put a torch in it.
因为如果不是空的瓶，你就没有办法把那个火把放在里面.
And this torch represents what?
那火把代表什么呢?
Of course, this torch represents the Holy Spirit.
当然，这个火把就代表圣灵.
So when we fight in battles for our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们为神征战,
we must empty ourselves.
我们不要把我们倒空.
So the Holy Spirit can truly live inside of us.
那神的圣灵才会住在我们当中.
And not only end, actually, not only that you had to put in the pitcher, but on the end, what must you do with the pitcher?
也不只是要把火把放在瓶里. 那之后还要行什么呢?
Look at verse 20.
请看20节。
Then the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers. They held the torches in their left hands and the trumpet in their right hands for blown. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and Gideon.
三队的人就都吹角打破瓶子左手拿着火把右手拿着角喊叫着神的击剑的刀。
It cannot be more strange than this.
这个又很奇怪，是不是？
So here, what they have to do with the pitcher, they must break that pitcher.
那这里讲到他们必须把瓶子打破。
Actually, that pitcher represents ourselves. Now, quite often we go to fight in a battle for our Lord Jesus Christ. We must break ourselves into pieces. For example, this light. The lights up there. If you take the, you know, if you take the covering off, what happened to the light? Yes, it becomes even brighter. So the same thing. Actually, in the beginning, put the torch in the pitcher, of course, it's not going to be as bright. So, but when they broke the pitcher, then the light, the torch become even brighter. And this is the way we fight battle when we fight for our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how strong we are, how big we are. It doesn't matter how small, how weak we are. Everybody can blow a trumpet. Everybody can carry a torch. And everybody can break the empty pitcher. So the same thing for us. Now when we serve our Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot have I in serving Jesus. If we have I, that I will always cause problems. Sometimes our opinions will be different from others. But it's okay. We can discuss, we can share, it's okay. But on the end, we must break ourselves. We must think for an overall, is it better for the church, better for our Lord Jesus Christ? That's what we must think about. Because I always say for myself too. As a minister, I also have only one vote. If the other 6-7 councils go against me, it is fine. Because I will share, my opinions, I will share my ideas. But after that, you must break yourself. Because if you break a picture, you can look at it, it's no longer. You can tell it's a picture.
但因为打破自己, 你就知道你看不出来,
so when we serve God,
当我们侍奉神,
this is the most important thing that you and I must do.
这是我们必须行的最重要的一点.
Allow the Holy Spirit to truly burn inside of us.
让神的圣灵真正的在我们里面燃烧.
And the way to do that, we must break ourselves.
那我们怎么做呢? 我们要必须把自己打破.
And let people see that fire has come out from us, is our Lord Jesus Christ.
让人看到这个点亮的光是从神而来.
So when they did all these things,
当他们行了这一切,
Did they have to fight?
他们还要打吗?
Did they have to fight? Did they fight?
他们有打仗吗?
They didn't even fight.
他们根本都没有动手。
So, but the greatest victory that they had was what?
他们最大的胜利是什么?
Think about this. The greatest victory they had was what?
他们最大的胜利是什么?
What's that? Okay, obedience is true.
对,他们有顺服的心.
But they already have victory before we even get there. What was that victory?
他们其实还没有到那个.
Okay, faith, obedience. Then when you put all these things together, it's what?
对,他们有信心, 他们有顺服神的心,
they have victory what? Who do they have victory over?
他们有胜利克服了什么?
What's that? Before they went to fight against the enemy, they already have victory. And what is the greatest victory they must overcome? I'm sorry? Confidence, yes.
Oh.
But think about what is the greatest victory they have to overcome before we get to the war?
What's that?
Fear, okay, yes. True, fear, faith, all these things. But what is the victory they overcame by the time they get there? Yes. They have victory over themselves. When we have victory over ourselves, it's no longer I is there. God won't even allow us to pick anything up to fight. Why? Because God will give us a victory
already.
Why? Because when you and I have faith, this means we're overcoming our fear. When you have faith,
当我们有信心,
we have to understand God's word and be alert and also have self-control.
我们要懂得, 听到神的话, 也懂得自控,
And then when you listen to, you know, if you're the one of the 300, you listen to Gideon, this means you have faith that God's worker will do things to glorify God's name.
如果你是300人的其中，因为你们当知道你们所行的一切是为了荣耀神。
Then you trust one another.
而且你们互相,
because God is our general.
因为神就是我们的将军。
And so all, to be able to do all those things, this means you can have victory over any battle that you're going to have.
如果你行了这一切，你就能胜利，战胜任何一种战乱。
No, I went to many different churches.
我去过好多教会。
The greatest enemy actually is ourselves.
往往最大的敌人就是我们自己。
We can never give ourselves up.
我们是无法放下我们自己。
We can never break that empty vessel, the empty jar, the empty pitcher. We can never break it.
我们没有办法打破这个瓶子。
Because quite often we feel that, you know, we are very important. My opinions are important. Of course, overall, yes, all those things are important.
对啊,
but we also must learn to let go. Because when you learn how to break yourself before God, then you realize how wonderful it is to have that fire inside of you that's purely from God. And one day you and I will be like this. Because on the end days, you and I will be persecuted so severely that every one of us has to overcome ourselves first.
但是我们必须先克制我们自己。
Then God will give us the victory.
那神会给我们胜利。
So may God help all of us.
那愿神帮助大家。
And truly continue to strengthen us.
那愿神继续的增添我们能力。
And so we can become the mighty man or mighty woman of God.
那希望我们就可以成为神的, 勇士。
We should not be afraid to fight in any battle. But make sure God is our general. We should always be alert. And even though there's so many things in this world, we must have self-control. And most important of all, when we go out there to serve God, we should break this picture, so the light, the torch inside us can continue to grow brighter.
就这样子,
so may God help us.
愿神带领大家,
let's bow our head and pray in silence and take a break.
请大家同心默祷, 我们休息。